It's Alexis, and you heard right, I'm pregnant, and I found designer gym leggings for my journey in the midsection. And if you're not pregnant, Tona, founded by one of Lululemon's original designers, is a premium line of leggings. Designed for women who train hard, they are moisture-wicking and fit perfectly. Customers say it's like a push-up bra for your butt. Tona, the last black leggings you will ever need. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and get a huge discount of 15% off with code TJ.
Proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
I saw a thing the other day about dryer sheets. And it was, it said vegan. This is a vegan product. And I thought, well, who cares? Who's eating dryer sheets? Why would you have to worry about it being vegan? It's not even edible.
Yeah, what does that mean?
So weird.
So I researched it, and it said that a lot of dryer sheets have beef fat in them.
In a dryer sheet?
Yeah, and that's what makes clothes soft.
Like beef tallow.
So that's why they have a little bit of like a greasy feel to them.
Because it coats the clothes in the fat?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't know that. That's disgusting.
Yeah.
Maybe I do want vegan dryer sheets.
Well, I do put it on my face. The beef tallow. The beef fat. Is tallow? I thought you could
snug.
All the dry.
Snuggle fabric softener sheets. Just.
Yeah. Get it all over. Beef tallow, is that the same thing?
I think. I don't know. Yeah,
I don't know, but it makes your skin so soft.
That's what they used to fry McDonald's fries in, right? Beef and beef tallow?
I don't know. So I'm basically just smearing French fries on my face.
Grease. Mm-hmm.
But it worked great.
Yeah. Now, it wouldn't work for me because I'm already so oily.
Yeah.
I would never be able to use that, but.
Yeah.
But it makes sense on the dryer sheet thing.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
I heard you're not supposed to wash babies' clothes with dryer sheets and stuff because it makes the clothes more flame retardant.
Hmm. That could be.
Of like any kind of fabric softener or dryer sheet because it puts that waxy coating on it. And they said, God forbid, like your baby catches on fire for something. They said that it's harder to put the fire out.
But if it's flame retardant, wouldn't that mean that it won't catch on fire?
Yeah. Whatever causes.
Flammable.
It's flammable. Yeah. I was trying to get too smart. I've heard that. I don't know if it's true, but I've heard that.
And that's why they make them so tight now. They don't want them loose because of, I guess, more flammable. I don't know. But my fat babies never could fit in any of those slim fits. The roll, it would just be cutting off their circulation. I'm like, why are you making them so tight? So I finally Googled it, and that's the reason.
They're blue. They're purple.
Yeah, they're like.
So they won't catch on fire?
Yeah, they won't make loose-fitting onesies. For newborns or toddlers. And mine were always so fat. I mean, I'd have to buy like a 3T for an 18-month-old.
And is that really going to save them from catching on fire if their crib catches fire?
Right. I don't know. It's crazy. I mean, I'd have to stretch them. And
that's dumb.
It's dumb.
Yeah. But everybody got to be acting like they're doing something.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's true.
Always got to be doing something.
We act like we do something.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because if a baby's crib is on fire, a tight onesie is not going to save them.
If you
get in there in time to get them before they catch on fire, then you're good. If not, they're going to catch on fire, whether they're wearing a more loosely fitted onesie or not.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't understand it.
Why can't a baby have a pillow? Whenever you see like putting a baby down in a crib, they never have a pillow. I always feel bad for them little babies. Wouldn't you want a pillow?
Suffocation.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, they'll roll over and bad babies.
I could never sleep without a pillow.
Well, yeah, you did it one time.
I guess I did.
And there for a long time, it was put babies on their stomach.
Yeah.
For a long time, you had to sleep babies on their stomach. And then it was, you better put them on their back.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because sudden infant death syndrome, they'd smother if they were on their stomach. It's easier for them to put their face down in the mattress.
It's terrifying.
There was a time, I think it was just for me, my mom said, I can't remember, but that we would do the side. and they'd put a rolled up blanket behind and in front.
Yeah.
They think they realized that wasn't.
Like a brace to brace you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was only a short period of time when that was recommended, but now of course it's back, but.
Had the crib cameras already come along when you had babies? Like those Wi-Fi enabled, like over the top of the, Yeah, no. I don't think so. Did you have that when you were?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, they had nanny cams that were hidden in teddy bears and stuff like that to catch mean babysitters doing them wrong.
Did you have one of those?
No.
Oh.
No. But that's the only reason. That's why they were called nanny cams.
Yeah.
I was just making sure because I had to babysit your kids one time.
Yeah.
And I did slap those kids around a little bit.
You might have caught some of that in your teddy bear cam.
Well, they were at an age then where they probably needed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or so would try to hit back.
Yeah, that's true. They'd probably beat me up, team up, and take me down.
Yeah. Yeah, those cameras, we still use them. But, you know, I don't ever look at them anymore, but they're still in there.
Yeah.
But you know when you get to a point, like Delilah just started looking at it and being like, like she knows it's in there, so now it's just awkward. She'll look right at it and wave, hey, Mom. I'm like, okay, well, now it's we need to get rid of it.
Yeah, but, I mean, if somebody comes in and kidnaps them.
True. Well, yeah, I'll never get rid of it. She'll be 18 and I'll still have it.
Y'all have heavy ass sleepers.
Yeah.
How many cameras are in your house? Just that one?
She has one. He has one. And then we have one downstairs just for intruders,
security.
I guess. Security. Yeah.
Do you have cameras in your house?
Yeah.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean.
Every room.
Yeah.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah.
I can't take a chance.
Mm-mm. A chance of what?
People getting in there. Mm-hmm. You know, not many people like me.
That is
well, now I'm worrying.
Well, I mean, I piss off violent liberals every day. And,
well, yeah.
All that.
It's going to catch Jody mistreating you one day.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're going to have that.
Damn elder abuse.
Exactly. Yeah. She's going to the jailhouse.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'll press charges too.
I know you will. TJ has long said if a woman keys up your car or mistreats you in any way, you got to press charges. Teach them a lesson.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, women think they can get mad and do anything they want, break the law, destroy your property, do whatever, and then they say, "Well, he did this to me. I was mad," and that's not an excuse. I mean, it can be a guy. So what? He cheated on you. But you don't. That doesn't give you the right to go bust out his windshield and headlights and key his car.
True.
Carrie Underwood.
Yeah.
When I was in Nashville, the songwriter of that song was at our event and played it, and it was a man. It's a man. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is weird. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you're right.
I sent Carrie Underwood's ass to jail.
Yeah.
So you dug the key into the side of my pretty little souped up four-wheel drive.
Mm-hmm. Carved her name.
Took a Louisville Slugger to both headlights.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'll think about that next time before I cheat. But you're going to think about being caged heat. You're going to be in the penitentiary.
Oh, she's going to be the prettiest one there.
Hope you had fun.
You and your good calves.
Yeah, she is really pretty. She was out promoting something the other day.
American Idol.
That's what it was. Yeah, yeah. And gosh, she does look
her
good.
Body is just, she's got the best body.
She's been messing with her
been
face.
Been working with it. Yeah. Well, haven't we all?
And, but I've been watching that, is it called On Point or something?
Yeah, Running Point.
Yeah. And, Kate, what's her name?
Yes.
Hudson's been messing with her face too much.
Yeah.
We started it last night, and the first thing that's I good. Thought of was that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. She's pretty. I always found her really, really sexy. Yeah.
You know when you can tell is when they smile or laugh. Mm-hmm. That's a telltale sign. Yeah. Like
that they've done too much. They got fillers and the
like
whole
they
thing.
Can't
right.
laugh, mm-hmm. you know?
The face just starts getting bigger. That's what I'm. It's just like the size of the face. Because once you do the smile, then the cheeks get bigger. And then it's just like I think of Jeff Bezos' wife, Lauren Sanchez, who I don't know has had anything done, but it looks like she's had some stuff. Her face is just getting bigger.
because when you get older, you lose that collagen. So people are putting collagen in their face, but it's backfiring
and it's making them swell.
Yeah.
But I like that show. Okay. It's a Mindy Kaling show.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah. And, she's not in it yet. But it's getting along. I don't know how many episodes we've seen, 4 or so, and it's getting bordering along the lines of being too feminist for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Every man on the show is an idiot, mm-hmm. especially every white man's an idiot. The only man that they've shown on the show who's level-headed and smart and can actually give her advice and all that is Black. Every one of her brothers, they're all idiot morons.
Mm-hmm.
So the women are the ones in charge of everything. And then the men are obviously chauvinistic and misogynistic and all of that. But it's good so far. I've been looking past all of that.
Like, it's decent. It's not something you'd be like, oh, right. You've got to see that. Yeah.
Right. But I don't see them. Oh, and then the guy that plays her fiance is pretty cool and all that, but he's feminine acting, you know, he's submissive to her. All the, you know, the whole formula,
mm-hmm.
you know, yeah. the way it is. I don't see them. I see them purposely in this show, making sure that they don't have any white men, white heterosexual men come off as being the good guy or the smart one.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't gotten that far into it, but yeah, her brothers are like all idiots mm-hmm. so far.
Yeah.
That Justin Theroux though is hot. I mean, I've never seen him in anything, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Have y'all seen him?
No, I don't know. He's got all the, he, you know, is married to Jennifer Aniston,
yeah.
but everybody seems to love him in Hollywood, but I've never seen a single movie he's done.
I've only seen the first like 10 minutes of the show, but I was like, dang, he's odd.
Is he the one that has the drug problem?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. He's good looking.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. Yeah. I didn't know that's who that was.
Yeah.
He was most recently in like the Beetlejuice movie. He's done like a lot of, I don't know that he's ever been the star of something.
He's
I don't
more
know.
Of a director, I thought, is but it? Maybe, I don't know. I've never seen him in anything.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's not the star of this one either.
No.
As a matter of fact, he's on there less than any of the main characters.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a shame.
Uh-huh. Huh. Okay, well, if you're not offended by white men being portrayed as idiots and goofballs and drug addicts, then you'll like it, okay?
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Lily and Grace offers a wide range of furniture, accessories, light fixtures, fabrics, gifts, as well as custom creations and renovations. Visit the truly stunning boutique online at tjriggins.com/LG or in person at their store in Mooresville, North Carolina. Experience high-quality products, exclusive designs, and timeless style at Lily and Grace. You need to plan your visit today to see the unmatched selection of items. They can help you transform your home into the perfect living space. Learn more at tjriggins.com/LG. The TJ and Riggins Show is new at 7 a.m. Eastern each weekday morning and available most anywhere you watch or listen to shows. YouTube, podcast platforms, streaming and radio station sites are all now at our media center at tjriggins.com. It works just like an app, easy to navigate, and you'll get everything right there on one page. All the podcasts, all the videos, all the great deals you can take advantage of as a member of the radio family. The TJ and Riggins Show is right there in your hand. Learn how to add it to your phone's home screen at tjriggins.com/add.